This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
And let me promise you the quickest way to win. And I don't mean money, I mean win. Playing in a way that feels right to you before it feels right to anybody else around you. And I promise you that the majority of you are not. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I don't really know, you know, it's ironic, my wife plays the same game, but my mom maybe, it's stunning to me how few people play it purely that way. It's incredible how we are affected by the 5 or 6 closest people to us. It is incredible to how many people here in this room right now that the singular unlock to dramatic more success emotionally, financially, and every other thing you can think of is actually predicated on them eliminating one person in their inner circle, normally a family member, that is a complete negative driver and is the cancer within the ecosystem that does not allow you to be successful. But that's tough. Easy for me to say up here on stage, like, kick your mom out of your life, right? But here's the punchline. It doesn't make it any less true. You can listen to all the people that are gonna tell you how to growth hack or get distributions or big build lists or run Facebook ads the best. You can listen to all of that. But if the shit that comes out of your mouth or what you write on paper sucks shit, you will lose. And the fact of the matter is, over 80% of the people sitting here aren't talented or interesting or differentiated enough to achieve the dollar amounts that they want. That is why I love hustle. Because just like I only have so much basketball DNA and skills, if I work really hard, I could be a really fun, solid average pickup player. And I have news for some of you entrepreneurs. Some of you are just nice and average entrepreneurs. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. That means that you need to be self-aware that if you never made money by the time you were 25 years old in your life and you never sold shit, you just might not be a salesman. Got it? This game is all predicated on self-awareness. The other thing it's predicated on is truth. The amount of people sitting in this room, and by the way, let me define sitting in this room. When I say sitting in this room, I actually don't mean the 300 of you. I actually mean the market. So let me use that instead. The amount of people in the market that claim to be something they are not, because what they're reverse engineering is that's where the money is the biggest reason so many people lose. You just can't fake who you are. You can't manufacture it. You can't want it. So many people in here want to be business coaches and they've never built a fucking business. Before you give me business advice, it'd be really interesting to understand if you ever made money besides giving business advice. And so, that intrigues me. What's more interesting for the youngsters in this room that want to play that card is actually documenting and communicating the journey of learning business, because that's your truth. I think it's really interesting to talk about hustle and magic. As you sit here in the audience, I ask myself, what's practical? What's practical? Can you go home and create more magic? Can you go home and create more magic? I'm not sure, right? I think we could talk about that a little bit. I think it has a lot to do with self-awareness. I think a lot of you in this room want to be something instead of reverse engineer what you actually are. But can you really go home and become Sean and have that level of charisma and have that? I don't know. I've always felt that talent could be honed. You could maximize, by the way, your kicks are phenomenal. I think you can maximize your talent. Like, I feel like I have a certain amount of, you know, basketball talent in my body. Sure, I can play every day, but can I really get to that extreme level where I could be on a basketball card, just punchline? The answer is no. I do not believe that you sit here, you fly into Vegas, you sit up here and listen to all these great speakers, a lot of my homies have spoke earlier, and I don't think you go home and scale magic. And so I love Sean with all my heart, but here's one thing I can promise you. You can all go home and hustle more. And the reason I push hustle so much is because it feels like the most fucking controllable thing to change the outcome of what disappoints you. It's just the most controllable thing. I don't know how, you know, there's gonna be a lot of stuff that people are gonna talk about during this weekend. I don't know, you know, yes, I think you should all go home and become dramatically more charismatic. I think you should do that. How? And so I think the answer to how is actually in a very interesting place. I think the thing that separates individuals from winning is self-awareness. I really do. If I can get across anything in today's talk, it's how do I create some level of permission for you to start feeling more comfortable in your own skin in a world where your mom and dad didn't do that for you, in a world where your neighborhood didn't do that for you, in a world where the coolest kid in high school didn't do that for you, in a world where America makes trillions of dollars in industries telling you what you suck shit at, so you spend money on fixing it versus doing what is fundamentally the reason I know I get to stand here on stage, which is, you're right, Sean, I really don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks in the same way Rush and Howard think. The only difference is, and I don't know those guys, is I equally really give a shit about what you think. And I think if you understand what I mean by that, you can start really tapping through. I will not live my life based on what you want me to do or whatever the current politically correct POV is. Every day, and I know a lot of you know who I am, I get emails yelling at me for my work-life balance. I also know that as much love as that's, and I look at it as love. People email me, I don't think they're trying to hurt my feelings. I think they're telling me things that maybe happened to them. You know, hey, I have kids in college now. I regret not spending time with them. You're going to. And I don't get mad. I just know that that person doesn't know me. I know that person doesn't know me. My friends, we're living in a width world, not a depth world. There's plenty of my friends that critique my work-life balance that come home, go downstairs into their man cave, drink 4 Budweisers, and go to sleep. I don't view them as spending quality time with their children. And so, I'm also very comfortable in my losses. I'm comfortable in the bed that I made, and thus I sleep in it. I'm not perfect. I plan on making mistakes, big ones. I can't wait till I have to apologize to America. It's how we roll. We're humans, right? The fact of the matter is, I'm just comfortable in my intent. I'm worried about people that are following the current trend instead of following the only thing that they actually are. And that's who wins. Who do we cherish and who do we put on pedestal? The people that from the get punted everything else and went full pledge themselves. LeBron didn't try to become a well-rounded young man. He fucking played basketball all in. And that's who we look at. Beyonce, there's home videos and Star Search and all that. She went all in. The people that we look at and admire, they put in the work from the get, regardless of what they are, because that's the only thing they knew how to be. And I'm telling you right now, the best blueprint for your success is to, when you're done tonight, doing whatever the fuck you're doing tonight, to go into your hotel room, look yourself in the mirror, and ask yourself, what's the purest form of who I am, and build a fucking thing around that. That works. And whether it's cool right now, or whether it makes the most money, do you think that the best gamers in the world right now, 10 years ago, thought sitting in their basement playing shooter games was gonna make them $10 million a year in esports? Absolutely not. When you are all in on your shit, and we now live in a world where the internet creates niche communities around every fucking thing you could ever imagine, that is an unbelievable blessing to all of us that our grandparents didn't have an opportunity in.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave
reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review reads, "I hate the unrealistic view of most motivational podcasts, but my friends have been sharing Gary Vee on social media and it changed my life. Shame that I work for a company who worked closely with you and my eyes were shut the whole time." Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.